We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are here today. Baseball news today as the Astros try to explain their way out of some crap. Just awful. The Astros trying to explain, well, you know, the cheating didn't affect the outcome of the World Series. Just leave us alone. And there's a lot of different avenues to this entire cheating scandal and what it means and why people are so upset. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I want to get into that today. Also, the criticism that is floating around out there. We talked about this the other day regarding the men's Badger basketball program. And some of it a little bit maybe off the mark a little bit, but I want to get your thoughts. We'll talk some Badger basketball coming up here in just a little while. Also, the Bucks last night. I actually went out last night. I was down at Stenny's, and I had a friend of mine come to town, and he said, man, I want some wings. I said, on our way. We're heading down to Stenny's. So we went to Stenny's down there last night and watched the Bucks game. And as I'm watching the game unfold, first of all, they look lethargic, and it looked as if they started believing everything that we had played yesterday on the program, where guys are like, man, we're good without Giannis. We're, you know, that's okay. We're, you know, like they wanted to just roll the basketballs out last night, get the win, and cruise on into the All-Star break. I think last night was good. Now, I want to see them get to 70 wins like everybody else, but I think last night was good. It was a wake-up call saying you can't let down to anybody and just think that you're going to go in and win a game with or without Giannis, or just because you were 5-0 without Giannis to that point, that you were just that good. He is the straw that stirs the drink. You have played some really good basketball, but last night your effort and energy and whatever else you want to label upon it just wasn't there. It just didn't happen last night. So the Bucks took a loss last night to the Indiana Pacers, and they got smoked there. We're going to talk a little hockey today. For those of you that do like the hockey chatter, I know there's a lot of Blackhawks fans and Red Wings fans and Predators fans in the area, and a lot of Admirals fans as well. And the Admirals are off to a tremendous start this season. They got a lot of stuff coming up, so we're going to talk with Aaron Sims. Going to talk some more football with our buddy Leroy Butler, who is going to be here. We're going to get his side of things when you start talking about the Hall of Fame and what it was like for him and waiting that day, the day before the Super Bowl, to find out if you're going to get the knock at the door or the phone call. And we're going to get his perspective on all of that. Also, we'll talk with him about moving forward, specifically defensively speaking. A lot of things were said when we were down at Super Bowl by a lot of the national pundits, the outside looking in, Steve Mariucci, Brian Billick, guys that have been coaches in that league that we've talked about before. They had a lot of things to say regarding Mike Pettine's defense. So we'll talk with Leroy coming up a little bit later on the program about the defense as well. So a lot to get to today. I want to start with some Badger basketball. And for those of you that are now looking over the fence of college hoops, and rightfully so, because college hoops in the area, we all know, this time of year specifically, we really, really, really start to get into it. And there are some tournament teams here in the state. The Badgers look to be a tournament team, and so does Marquette. And those teams now, how far they go in the tournament, we'll have to wait and see. Can they wear the glass slipper or not? But there seems to be this level with Kobe King deciding to leave the Badger basketball program. And then talking about, he didn't really get into a lot of detail, because some people say, oh my God, you hear what he said? It really was nothing that I didn't expect. What did you expect him to say? You know, I mean, I don't... There was nothing scathing about the program. It just felt he just didn't have a real good connection with Greg Gard. He felt that, you know, that Greg Gard was probably a little more distant than and a little bit more hard on him than maybe he felt he should have been. And Greg Gard said, look, my door's always open, and I try to treat all my, you know, all my guys like they're my kids and my family, and, you know, we try to be involved. And so you got two sides of the story, and maybe Kobe King just felt that he didn't fit there. And he wanted to move on. I mean, it's a shame because you'd like to see the guy that was the biggest recruit coming out of Wisconsin in a while, who wanted desperately to succeed at the state school that he grew up idolizing. You wanted him to succeed and to have that storybook type of season, but just never materialized. And when he did get playing time, it wasn't great. It wasn't like Greg Gard was not allowing the ball to be in his hands. I mean, maybe the style of play or the demands on the style of play that Greg Gard has, still very reminiscent of Bo Ryan. But overall, I didn't think anything was, you know, out of the ordinary. Maybe behind closed doors it might have been. But nevertheless, the productivity just simply wasn't there. So the question I have as we get into our day today is Greg Gard, the head coach of the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball program. Now that you've had a few years to absorb this, give me your thoughts. I'll just start there, because I know there's a lot of Badger fans sitting out there right now wanting some kind of scathing review. And I like Greg Gard. I think Greg Gard's a tremendous coach. I think he's a tremendous mind. He was a great recruiter for Bo Ryan. He took over the program when the program was starting to fall apart. Okay? Bo's last year left with a lot of adversity, we'll say, a lot of rumors and innuendos and things that were said and weren't said and stuff going on behind closed doors. And it seemed like there was a lot of people in CYA mode, and he came in and took it over mid-season because Bo wanted to do it that way, and he put the train back on the track. But it's been tough to keep that sustained success. That's been part of the problem, is they haven't had the same sustained success that Bo had. Bo was always in the top four of the Big Ten. He was always going to the tournament, getting wins. You know, whether it was, you know, Sweet 16s, Final Fours, Elite Eights, whatever it happened to be, or even a national title game, Bo was always there. And Greg Gard has not had the same level of success. And that was the measuring stick by which the program was, you know, living up to expectation or not. So your thoughts on Greg Gard as the head coach of the men's basketball program over there at Wisconsin. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 8648. I was in Quick Trip this morning. Got to say hi to Stella, and she had her dog, and the dog was actually in the store and was in there today. I got gas, and I was getting gas and almost fell on my ass. As a matter of fact, I was that mashed potato stuff snow that we had out there. I got out of the car and I was trying to walk around a little bit and almost went down, and she was across from me and started talking and went into Quick Trip and walks up to the counter and says, I want the loyalty card that he's talking about, and turns around and points to me. So, Stella, I wanted to say, I said, I'll say hi to you, and I want to make sure that I do. If you don't have a Quick Trip loyalty card like myself and like Stella and her dog, I don't know what her dog's name is, by the way, now's the time to pick up the free card over there at Quick Trip. You can go in, or you can download it, the free app on the App Store. Quick Trip's going to be sponsoring so many exciting promotions this coming spring and into summer. 7 vehicles they are giving away. 7 of them starting in the spring, 1 a week. They're giving a car away a week. And then for the summer, they're giving away a monster truck. So there's many more opportunities to not only get involved in that, but also sporting event tickets, concert tickets, gift cards, a whole lot more, all from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Do not miss out. Get your Quick Trip loyalty card today. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, do it. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can also track us down over on the fan page on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us there. There's the radio.com app. Take us everywhere. It's like your DVR in your pocket for audio is what it is. You can stop it. You can pause it. You can rewind it. Whatever it is you need, find us right there on the radio.com app. And everything else is over at BillMichaelsSports.com, our website. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. And say hi to us over there. So your thoughts on the Badger men's basketball program. KB says, I think Greg Gard has done a good job, but can they find somebody else to come in? Who else could take that program over with a big enough name that would up recruiting? We got to start keeping some of our talented players here in state and go out and find some talented guys, say, out of Chicago to come to Wisconsin as well. That's the way you build the program. I don't think it's just about just keeping the guys in state. Just to be honest with you. I think that recruiting, he's got a good recruiting class coming in. And I think recruiting obviously is, it's the lifeblood, and you do have to find a couple of marquee players. But remember, they found Frank Kaminsky. You know, and Frank didn't even start his freshman year, and then he developed. I think it's not only about recruiting, it's about developing the guys that you have. I mean, that's the big thing. It's about developing the guys that you have. So, you know, if you're out on the recruiting trail and you're pulling in, you know, blue chippers and five-star recruits, that's great because talent alone will get you there. But I also think that it's about developing the guys that you have, to play within the system that you have. And we've seen different types of talents come in each year, whether it's to Wisconsin or Marquette, or, I mean, even go back when they had the good run over at UWM. It's all about the system. It's all about the guys to play within the system, the execution within the system. And, yeah, you have to have a star or two that really can throw the team on their back when it's needed. But that's what it's about. But if you get just a bunch of guys that play a system, you'll win some games. You'll be just better than 500, but you're not going to be elite. So it all goes hand in hand. So overall, as a head coach, your assessment of Greg Gard in the Badger basketball program, 855-830-8648. I want to get your opinion coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key. One more time. Thanks for the memories.
How are we looking? Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air. We are glad that you're here. Always. Always glad you're hanging out with us. I know. It's craptastic today. Weather stinks. Cold. We were just starting to turn the corner, you know. We got that big snow, and then things started to melt and starting to feel good. And it's just, it is what it is. Look, we've had snow on opening day before. So, you know, until we get to April and you start to feel like you're a little bit out of the woods, you know, we've had snow in April. I think last year we had cold weather through May, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, all the way through the month of May, it sucked. So it wasn't until maybe the first week of June that we were cracking 50s and 60s consistently. And then it finally started to warm up about the third week of June. And then, you know, all of a sudden summer was over and we're back to football. So, the weather in the upper Midwest. It is what it is, right? You just get through it and go with it and... I got some snow blowing to do when I get home today because I wasn't going to get up this morning and do it. That's for damn sure. And then with all the accidents, oh, my God, coming in today, I decided I woke up early. The dogs got me up early. So I was letting the dogs out, and I flipped on the television, and I'm flipping through the news channels, and they're doing, you know, the traffic tracker. And, oh, my God, there's the highways were just terrible. They had tractor trailer jackknifes and such all over the highway, and portions of highway shut down, and out in Johnson Creek they had part of the highway shut down, and 43 and 41 and 94 were all shut down in different portions. And it's just so I decided to take the back roads, and I'm taking the back roads, which is kind of a nice, it takes me about an extra 10-15 minutes normally, but it's kind of a nice ride, you know. It's a more countryside than anything, around the bottom, you know, southwestern portion of Milwaukee. And, oh, my goodness, there's cars off in ditches, and it looked like somebody tried to drive in the wrong driveway of a golf course where there wasn't a driveway at all, and they were stuck in a ditch, and there was a rollover on why I stopped, and the police had gotten there. I just said, need any help, but the person was already out of the car. They climbed out of the car, but it was just like, holy mackerel, today was just terrible. So, nature, it hit again. And it sucks. And I know it does. But we'll get through it. A couple weeks, we'll be talking a lot of baseball. We'll be talking a lot of baseball anyway right now. But a couple weeks, we'll be down in spring training. We'll try to bring you pictures and videos and all that kind of good stuff from out there. So hang in there. It's going to get better. That's for sure. We got a lot of baseball to get to as well, because the Houston Astros, their front office has spoken, which I find completely amusing. But there is a downside to retribution. And you're probably going, what are you talking about? And I'll get into that coming up here in just a few minutes. So hang in there for that. In the meantime, your thoughts, because we were talking about the Badger men's basketball program, talking about Greg Garden. Every time we talk about basketball, there's just this unrelenting level of criticism that seems to find its way into Twitter. And look, Twitter has become the area to complain and flex your muscles, you know, anonymously, basically, and say whatever's on your mind or whatever's bothering you, rather than giving any type of heaps of praise. So when it came to the Badger men's basketball program the other day, we kind of mentioned it, people come out of the woodwork to say, you know, it's time to change the guard, so to speak, and Greg Gard's got to go, Kobe King was this, Kobe King was that. And I hear a lot of people from the northwestern portion of the state, obviously where Kobe's from. And so my question is, first of all, I don't worry about, well, who you're going to find, because that doesn't matter, okay? Anybody can be a good head coach if you're a good head coach. If you've got good head coaching timber in you, you'll be a good head coach. If you've been trained properly, if you know how to recruit, if you have a good organizational system that you can put in place, then, look, everybody has to start somewhere, right? Everybody's got to start at some particular point in their job to be a first-time head coach, whether or not you're going to be good or bad. So I'm not worried about that. But the question is, do you, at the end of this season, let's just say they get to the tournament and they're a one and done. Are the screams really loud? I mean, especially you got to remember they've got a pretty good recruiting class coming in over the next couple of years. Do you start to scream really loud? Or do you say, you know what, you know, with Howard Moore and the tragedy with his family in the offseason, and Howard being one of the lead recruiters for Greg Gard, obviously a restructuring there. I mean, obviously, you do not in any way, shape, or form have basketball overshadow the tragedy that was, the loss of his family members. Because that was a huge blow to not just the Moore family, but to everybody that had contact with Howard Moore. So that's the way this season kind of got underway. And then it's been somewhat of a struggle. So I think you give Greg an opportunity to say, hey, we got some good recruits coming in. We're going to get through the Kobe King thing. We're going to push the reset button. We want to make sure we get everything up in place and running. And you usually give them a year to come out of something so changing, so to speak. So I don't know what people are expecting, I guess, at this point. The other question would be, with the team that he has right now, where would you put them? I mean, I can see if your expectations are this team has enough talent to be a top 10 team in the country, but I don't think they do. So does he coach them to a higher level than what the talent level actually is? Or is the talent level underperforming? Because if you believe the talent level is better than what it is record-wise, well, then you have a legitimate question. But I don't think you just toss the baby out with the bathwater, because I think Greg's a good coach. Just my opinion.
I think the criticism for Greg Gard has been completely unfair.
I do too.
Unfair.
Yeah.
Think about, like you just said, Bill, think about what Greg Gard has gone through just this season alone. You had the Howard Moore tragedy, so you're dealing with that. You're also dealing with the Micah Potter situation, because the Badger basketball program really never got a clear answer from the NCAA as to why Potter could not start playing at the beginning of the season. They put in petition after petition after petition, and they're constantly asked about it from the media as to why Micah Potter cannot play now while so many other transfers around the country are able to play just like that. And Micah Potter did everything he needed to do, and yet the NCAA would not let him play. So they had to deal with that. And I think not having Micah Potter in there probably cost them a couple of basketball games, one could argue, because the Badgers did not get off to a good start to the season. And then you had this whole mess with Kobe King, and then you had this whole mess with this Eric Helland. I mean, I think it's actually kind of amazing that the Badgers are still going to end up being a tournament team when this is all said and done, considering everything that they've had to deal with. And I think it's also impressive that just last week, they were able to beat Michigan State without Brad Davison and Kobe King. That game, I thought they were going to lose by 30 points. And no, they found a way to pull it out. And then I said, well, do people still want Greg Gard fired after that? Because clearly what Kobe King was trying to claim, that you know some other players have not all been happy with Greg Gard. Well, they were willing to come together for that game against Michigan State, and they were able to win. And I think that's pretty impressive.
I am, like I said, I think the Badger basketball program is in good hands. I think that this season itself, while I'm not going to say it's a throwaway year, because that's not the way I look at it at all, but I do think that they have battled through a lot of different things, and this has been more, not a throwaway year, this to me has been a proving year. It sucks if you're a senior, but to me this year's been a proving year. Sitting at 7-6 right now, 14-10 overall, like you said, probably going to be a tournament team. Barring some kind of a monumental collapse down the stretch here. They've got, what is it? I think they projected almost 10 teams to be in the tournament at this point in time. So, look, I think that the Badger program, they got Nebraska coming up because they don't have much left to go in the season, believe it or not, for those that are wondering how the season's gone. I mean, they're winding down here. You know, Nebraska's on the docket at Nebraska. Then they've got a good Purdue team at the Kohl Center along with Rutgers before they have to travel to Michigan. And then Minnesota back at home, Northwestern back at home. And then they round out their season as things come to a close after that. They ended up rounding out their season against Indiana on the road at Indiana. And then you get into the Big Ten tournament. And you get a win or two in the Big Ten tournament, that could actually change your seeding. So, and the best part about it is when you look at the Badgers down the stretch here, they don't have another ranked team to play. Now, on one hand, that's a good thing because you got a legitimate shot at winning, say, I don't know, what's 5 or 6 of the next 7 games. So, I mean, that would go a long way to putting you in the tournament. On the other hand, if you're looking for another signature win, okay, your signature win is what? Michigan State, when they were 14th in the country, you got a win over them at the Kohl Center. You lost a close one to Iowa when they were ranked 18th at the time. Michigan State, you lost to earlier in the season when they beat you up by 12 at their place. You knocked off a good Maryland team, 56-54, earlier this year, and you got a good win over a ranked Penn State team. You've had some good wins. Now if you can close it out with 5 out of 7, that would be a strong finish. Get a win or two in the Big Ten tournament. You're sitting at a pretty good seeding right then and there. And when you get into the NCAA tournament, you got a shot to get a couple of wins, put yourself possibly in a Sweet 16. That'd be a huge season for Greg Gard. That would be a tremendous way for this season to kind of go for Greg Gard. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Brett writes, the Badgers knocked off an Ohio State team who at the time was ranked number 5. That was in Columbus. Brett from Eau Claire. Since then, they've had some injuries. They've fallen on hard times. I get that. They were ranked high at the time. They were, as a matter of fact, Ohio State climbed. Didn't they climb to number 1 in the country for like a week? When they knocked off North Carolina in North Carolina, and then after that, they had some injuries and they have fallen off the map quite hard since then. But nevertheless, the Badger basketball program, I still think, is solid. I think that they are I think the criticism is more from angry fans than anything who have an expectation of being in the top 4 and going to Final Fours every year, ever since Bo Ryan left. And I think it's a very loud minority, I guess, is the best way to put it. Let's go to Larry, listening to us in Thiensville. Larry, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I like Greg Gard. I think they should keep him for another year at least. And but one thing that bothers me in the last few years is that Brevin Pritzel, who was one of the top-rated three-point shooting guards in the country coming out of DePere High School. Just hasn't done very much. It seems like he's afraid to shoot, and maybe for one or two games a year where he seems to come out, you know, the Badgers win. You know, when they had Brad Davison out, suspended for a game, and Kobe King quit, Brevin Pitzel came forward, you know, had a great game. You know, three-point shooting was terrific. I mean, that's what he is. I just don't understand why he doesn't shoot more.
He hasn't been as consistent, though. Pritzel's been good, but he hasn't been as consistent at times. He hasn't been that clutch go-to guy when it comes to shooting the three. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, he's been feeling it a couple of times. I get it. But he hasn't been as clutch, as consistent, I think, when it comes to shooting the three. And I don't know how much of Greg Gard, what has been the carryover from Bo Ryan's system, where it's basically pass the basketball, open shots, and that's kind of how they work things. So I don't know what their philosophical, you know, ideals are when it comes to passing the basketball, moving the ball around the perimeter.
Yeah, I think he needs more time on the floor. And maybe a coach that encourages him to shoot.
Yeah.
Like Budenholzer encourages the Bucks to shoot.
Yeah. No, I get it. I appreciate it, buddy. I don't think they're ever going to institute a let it fly rule out in Madison, unless you get just a bunch of shooters that are going to come in and just blow you away. I don't think they're ever going to have the let it fly rule. But, you know, hey, you know, this is just a... The Big Ten is not the ACC. They're not a get it up and down the floor, let it fly. They're not the SEC, where SEC basketball tends to run that direction, especially when you look at a guy like, say, Bruce Pearl down at Auburn. Even you go with our familiarity with a guy like Tom Crean. But even Kentucky doesn't do the let it fly rule with Calipari. You know, and God knows, for everybody that talks about you know, Virginia and what Tony Bennett's got going on, that is a locked-down defensive style of play that they have down there. So even some of the best coaches in the country, Kansas, they still try to work the perimeter, although they shoot the ball a little bit more with Bill Self's group. But you look at, say, like Iowa State loves to get it up and down the floor. San Diego State loves to get it up and down the floor. But for the most part, the bigger coaches, the bigger programs, they work the perimeter, they work open shots. It's a lot of set plays and things like that, rather than just freestyle basketball.
Do you think Wisconsin will ever be like Kentucky or Duke?
As far as what, the style of play?
I'm just talking about an elite basketball program.
No, and the reason why is you got to win one championship, and then win two, and then win three. And, you know, I mean, I think that you have to have, you just have to have numerous championships. You have to have, what you would have to have is 3 or 4 or 5 years of recruiting where you're getting, you hate to say it, but you're getting some of the one and dones. And you're getting that style of basketball where people are going, okay, you have an NBA style program that I can go to and I can accentuate my game and move forward. Remember, Kentucky has won one with Calipari. It's not like they've won a ton. You know, the guy that's won consistently has been Krzyzewski. He's stacked up numerous NCAA championships. But if you want to go to the NBA, would you rather go with Krzyzewski or would you rather go with Calipari? Because Calipari's whole program is set up to move guys through that system and put them in the NBA.
Wisconsin isn't like that, and they probably will never be like that.
I don't think they'll ever be. But Wisconsin needs...
It's why Tyler Hero decommitted from Wisconsin.
There's four guys that are needed to come in all at once and take this to a championship level and then do it for 2 years or 3 years. And then you have to have another recruiting class that's going to continue that success. See, after Sam and after Frank left, you didn't have that. You didn't have the next AP player of the year that's right around the corner coming in to fill the shoes. You had the downside, and then Bo left, and then everything just kind of went, you know, differently. And you know, let's be honest. I mean, the king of the Big Ten's Tom Izzo, and Izzo's had some sustained success, and he's had some ups and downs. He hasn't been able to have the same level of success as far as the quote blue chip programs go when it comes to Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina. I mean, Roy Williams won a championship down there, so that buys you a lot of time, but there's people in North Carolina saying maybe it's past his prime. Maybe it's time for Roy to go. You know, there's an expectation of success there. I don't think you have that same expectation of success.
I think the Badgers, and it's kind of like the Milwaukee Brewers, they're always going to be at a disadvantage when it comes to getting, you know, the best recruits in the country. They're just never going to get one and done guys. Now, again, this recruiting class coming up for the Badgers, the Davis brothers, who ironically are from the same high school as Kobe King, they have made perfectly clear that they're going to Wisconsin. They're not, that Kobe King's decision has no impact on their decision that they're coming here. I think the biggest thing with Greg Gard, if I'm going to criticize him for anything, is kind of like what the last caller brought up, was can he get the most out of his recruits? Brevin Pritzel is a good sixth man for this Badger team, but I don't think he turned out to be the great player that a lot of people were hoping for. I'm hoping that the Davis brothers can make a direct impact for the Badgers next season, and they probably will. I think that's what people are expecting. But if Greg Gard cannot get the most out of those players in the next couple of years, then maybe you should try and change the culture. Maybe that's when it becomes fair. But I think as of right now, I think there's only so much that Greg Gard and this coaching staff can do, and not to mention, Bill, too, the academic standards. The Badgers are never going to lower their academic standards, which is another reason why you're never going to get one-and-done kids.
But Duke has high standards. That's a hell of an institution to get into.
It's Coach K versus Greg Gard.
No, I agree with that. But I'm just saying, I mean, we can talk about academic standards, but academic standards play into it a little bit, but not nearly as much with the basketball landscape. It only takes one or two kids to come in that are good basketball players that are going to elevate your program.
Jalen Johnson is another example of this. He was looking at Wisconsin. I mean, he had interest in Wisconsin, but at the end of the day, he chose Duke. Jalen Johnson is like one of the top recruits in the country, and he's the number one guy out of Wisconsin, and he's going to be going to Duke next year. Jalen Johnson, Wisconsin, he had Wisconsin on the radar, but at the end of the day, it's about the money. It's about getting to the NBA as soon as you can. So, of course, he's going to go to Duke over Wisconsin.
You're right about that. But that's the difference, though, is the recognition. And secondly, you know, it's about the style of play.
Right.
And that's the argument is, are you going to – now, Coach K, he still has a system of play. He still has the earn your minutes mentality, the same as Greg Gard and Bo Ryan and everybody else. But what you're going to have to ask yourself is, if you're losing these guys and you're not getting this quality of play, the player coming into your system, and eventually it's going to come back to bite you. Because if you go through year after year after year where you're just getting to the tournament, you're getting a win, okay, yay. It's kind of like going to a bowl game on New Year's Day. You know, you're a Badger football fan. Yeah, okay. But you're never really aspiring to be a national title holder. Then you are what you are. And you accept it and you don't complain about it. But if you really believe your program has the ability to elevate and you're just going to go, yay, every year and this is where you're going to be, then either you have to shut up and not worry about it anymore and just accept who you are, or you have to say, we got to change the system. And if Greg Gard is not the system you want, then you have to make a move. But right now, I think he's got good credentials, so to speak, to hang on to that job. But I think once you get a recruiting class in here that everybody's touted and everybody says is really good, and if you end up having average to below average or just a barely above average outcomes, then you have to look at the system. And if you keep losing recruits out of the state of Wisconsin who want to go play a different style of basketball, and then you're throwing your hands in the air going, I don't know how we can't keep these kids here, well, then that's your fault. That's 100% your fault, because there was not enough. Now, if he just wants to get away, maybe he wants to go out of state. Maybe he wants to go play for Coach K. You can't compete with that. And you're not going to bring Coach K here. You can't bring in that, ever. So that you understand. You can't bring in the prestige of Kentucky. You can't bring in the prestige of North Carolina. You can't do that. So you have to promise them other things. You have to get them involved in other things and get them excited about other things. But if it's just the system of play, if this guy comes in and says, you know, look, I'm not going to go to the four corners, pass the ball five times, you know, nobody's featured, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you got to say, okay, if you're going to have kids that are not going to come here because this is an antiquated system or a system that you feel isn't going to be beneficial to the younger athlete that wants to come in and play an up-and-down style of basketball, kind of like a pro style versus a spread style in football. It is what it is. That's when you have to make a decision as to whether or not you're a program that is really, really doing everything it can to get the best recruits in the country here. Going to go and take a quick break. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Why you wanna tell me how to live my life?
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Continue on with some college basketball talk. A team that they've just been trying to kind of turn the ship back around, and very slowly it's starting to turn back around. UWM Panther basketball head coach Pat Baldwin here, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well today. So last year, you get your feet wet. You're doing everything you can to try to kind of bring some prestige back to the program. The program is you feel yourself kind of swinging the rear end of the ship around a little bit.
You know, we feel like we are. We feel like we're in the place that not where we want to be, because there's still a lot of work that we need to do. But you know, the track and. You know, the area that we're navigating, we feel like we're going in the right direction. And, you know, we have some good young pieces. We have some good veteran guys like Tijon Lucas that we feel is helping us, you know, get to where we want to be. And that's winning a Horizon League championship.
Got a big one coming up this weekend. Looking at the schedule, obviously the in-state rival between you and Green Bay. So talk a little bit about how that rivalry has gone and what the expectations are this weekend.
You know, this is a big time game for us. We all understand, our staff, our players, everyone around here understands what this game is about. And you know, it's a big time rival. And you know, we want to win worse than anybody. And our guys are putting in the work. And but it just isn't just talk about it. You got to do it. And you can throw out records, and we've said this before. You can do that. You can throw out records and any other thing that. That you look at, and it doesn't even matter. You know, it's going to be a black and blue type of game, and very physical, and we have to bring it. You know, it's a really good Green Bay team, and you know, their record is probably not indicative of who they truly are and what they're capable of doing. But you know we have to play great defense and you know, stop their high powered offense.
Talk about the league itself. For a long time, it was basically, you know, one team was in, and then the rest were all on the outside of the tournament looking in. This year, it's different because you've had some good competitive games. Also, you've got two teams near the top that have been very, very good. I mean, obviously, what you've got going on with Northern Kentucky, they're sitting at 10-3 in the conference, but 18-7 overall. And Wright State, 21-5, that speaks for itself. Is this the year that maybe you get a couple of teams in the tournament?
You know, you never know. The way that the NCAA looks at the tournament now, or looks at teams getting in, you know, it's all about the net. And still, I think there's a component of strength of schedule and all of that is but what you do on the road. And you know, we have a couple of teams that can really, you know, do some damage if they got in my opinion. If we got two into the NCAA tournament, you know, it's not, to me, it wouldn't be far stretched for two teams to make it. But there's a lot of parity in our league. At the top, you know, Wright State is kind of setting itself apart. But, you know, a team that we play on Saturday, they beat them twice. Or they beat Wright State, and then they beat Northern Kentucky. So they beat the top two teams in our league. So, you know, we know where we stand, and we had an opportunity to try to beat Wright State. We had, you know, and didn't get it done at home here, but you know, so our league is tough, and there's a lot of parity, and I would put our league up against anybody.
Talking with Pat Baldwin, head coach of the UWM Panthers. They got a big one coming up this weekend against UW Green Bay, in-state rivalry game coming up. That's going to be down at the UW Panther Arena. After that, you got Oakland on the road. Then you got Detroit Mercy on the road. You finalize things with Cleveland State and Youngstown State to wrap up your season. Tell me about, for those that don't pay close attention, give me the synopsis of your season thus far, because you guys went, what it's been is trying to stop the bleeding. When you have a stretch, you've had a couple of stretches of losses that have just hurt you. And if you could just pull out a couple of wins and put it right back on the track, your season's probably a lot different.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the thing that you want to do is you want to put yourself in position to be successful, and you have to do that in two ways. Number one, if you have home games, you have to take care of your business at home. You know, we had a stretch where we won, I believe, 4 or 5 out of our last 6 games, and or of those games were, you know, most of them were home games. So, and then we beat Green Bay in that time frame. So take care of your home games. And then when you get on the road, you have to fight and scratch and claw to win those road games in order to, you know, in order to put yourself in a position to win a championship or be in, you know, in contention and all of those things. And, you know, we had a certain spot that we didn't take care of that. And, you know, now after winning 2 games in a row, you know, we have, and, you know, we're in a situation right now where we can control some things that we control. We don't have to worry about anybody else. So we have to take care of our business.
Coach, we wish you nothing but luck this coming weekend and in the future. We'll obviously talk once we get to the tournament as well, and then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Best of luck to you. There you go. Head coach of the UWM men's basketball program. The Panthers got a big one coming up against UW Green Bay this weekend down at the Panther Arena. That should be a good one. That is coming up at 6 o'clock this Saturday night down there, and I'm sure there's going to be a good contingent of both fans down. It's going to be cold. Going to be colder, but nevertheless, a good rivalry game. And both teams, almost identical records. I think UW Green Bay has 1 more loss than UWM does. But when it comes to the conference, exact same record, and they're vying for a seeding right now in the conference tournament as the season winds down. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends at San Giorgio. Gino and the whole staff down there, great people right down there in the corner of Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right next to Calderon Club, home of the Bill Michaels. Stop in and tell them I said hi. They pair it up with Point Beers. Cider Boys. Good, some good Cider Boys down there. And who knows, you may see Joe Martino hanging out down there as well. One of the top guys over there at Point Brewing in Stevens Point. He hangs out down there a lot. I've seen Joe there quite a few times, as a matter of fact. Always love to break bread with Joe and the gang when I'm down there. San Giorgio and Point Beer goes together. Got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.